So, we've got Chris Friend here in the studio. And make sure I put the right microphone on. Here he is.
Afternoon, Carl.
It's not a very nice day out there, is it?
No, it's what I would call a dank day.
Is it you're in charge of Mighty Oaks? Did you start Mighty Oaks?
No, Mighty Oaks is a project started down in Morpeth back in 2007. Group of Christians down there who decided that they wanted to try and do something on a Saturday night in the middle of Morpeth, in Morpeth Town Centre, came up with the idea of a coffee cart and managed to raise the necessary money to get that cart from donations, etc. And then they started serving tea, coffee, etc. between 10 and 12 midnight on a Saturday night in Morpeth Town Centre. And I know one or two guys down there, and myself and one or two others, primarily from Alnwick Baptist Church, said we would quite like to do that in Alnwick. We'd like to take the project and do that in Alnwick. So we started in May this year, working on a Thursday night, borrowing Morpeth's trailer. Obviously, we couldn't do Saturday because they were using it in Morpeth on a Saturday. The same timings, 10 till 12, relying on a group of volunteers to come along and help us, some from Alnwick Baptist Church, some from other Christian denominations within the town, and support us in what we're doing. So that's the background to it. I suppose my role in it, as far as Alnwick is concerned, is team coordinator, something of that nature. But there are a big group of people around me who help to make it happen.
It is a really, really good idea, this. So what gave you idea for the coffee van? Some call it the coffee van.
Well, it is now a coffee van because in August this year, we at Alnwick felt that we would like to go on a Saturday night. Saturday nights in Alnwick are busy on a Thursday night, and the only way we could do that is to get our own facility. So we decided that rather than going down the route of trying to get a trailer, we would go for a coffee van. And we managed to raise the necessary finance from individuals, from some churches within the town. Alnwick Lions were very generous to us, as were MacP and one or two others. And we raised the necessary finance in order to get the van. And we started with the van about 3 weeks ago in the marketplace.
All right.
Currently, it's on a Thursday night. We got permission from Highways for this Saturday past to run it from 11 till 1. And our hope is that we will run in the new year, probably from the middle of January, if we can get permission from Highways, every Saturday night from 11 through till 2 o'clock in the morning, reaching out in a way that demonstrates God's love, but it's a practical way. We're not about trying to preach at people. We're not trying to lure people into any particular church or denomination or anything like that. It's simply being out there, trying to show compassion, draw alongside people, and have a presence in the town, which has been received well over the last 6 or 7 months on a Thursday night. Certainly the police have been very interested in what we've been doing, and we've worked closely with the police as we've worked towards Saturday nights in terms of the kind of things that we face as a group of people, what the volunteers need to be aware of at 2 o'clock in the morning, so that we are better briefed in terms of how we can serve the community.
It really is a great idea, actually. It really is. So what types of people do you get coming for coffee? Are they all teenagers? Are they older people? Or what kind of people?
The whole spectrum. It was interesting on Saturday night just to see that, there was different group of people were coming out to us as we went later. So we had those on Saturday, between 12 and 1, who were younger, probably in their 20s and 30s. When we've been serving on a Thursday, we've had a steady group of people between 10 and half past that have maybe 20 teenagers who will come along and have hot chocolate and six sugars. Now, why six sugars as opposed to five? I'm not entirely sure, but they seem to like the hot chocolate with the six sugars. We have the cabbies coming along. We've got a good relationship with them. We will go out to the fast food outlets, and we'll go to the nightclubs, and we'll take drinks to the bouncers and things like that, rather than expecting them to come to us. sometimes we've had people who've just been out for a meal and they've come past and have usually said, what's the catch? And we said, there's no catch, it's free. Come and have a hot chocolate or a cappuccino or whatever takes your fancy. Others have had a fair bit to drink. Some of them are three sheets to the wind, it's fair to say. But the volunteers are all aware that, you know, that's the kind of thing that that we face. And everybody who volunteers to be part of the van recognises that all sorts of different groups of people can come up, and we have to be there in a way that embraces their needs without them feeling in any way threatened, you know. And it's a privilege to do what we do. We enjoy it. It's good.
So the only thing really that could put people off is coming up to the van and saying that it's free and there could be some kind of catch.
Yes.
But there isn't.
No, there isn't. And we still get asked that all the time. What is the catch? We get people saying, well, you know, we want to give you a donation. Well, if people really want to do that, then they can. But we don't ask for it. We don't expect it. You know, we're funded by individuals and organisations and churches so that we don't have to do that. We feel that as a group of Christians, being out there and drawing alongside people, hopefully it'll help break down the perceptions that some people have about what Christians are. I think to a greater or lesser extent, there are those who think that they, you know, Christians are confine themselves to church on a Sunday morning and they're happy in that, and then they never see them during the rest of the week. We're hoping that by doing what we're doing, we can break down those stereotypes. But more important than that, it's just for people to be able to trust us, to recognise that we're people of integrity, and that there is a transparency to what we're doing, which is, look, we will not try and do anything other than serve you a hot drink, whatever that might be. And certainly since May, because of the regular people that we've got coming back on a Thursday night, if they were here, I'm sure they would be testament to that.
So I'm sure you just answered a little bit of that there. So it's not just a coffee van. Somebody walking along the street doesn't like coffee. There is more than just coffee on the van.
If they don't just want coffee. Yes. Hot chocolate I've just mentioned to you with the mandatory six sugars. There's tea. We've got the coffee van is a bespoke van. So we have a coffee machine in the back of it with good quality coffee. We've got cappuccinos, lattes, you know, Americanos, if that's what people want, you know. We don't have syrups and stuff like that, you know, but usually most people are fairly satisfied with what we're offering. There are a group of about five or six that will be on any one night, usually one or two operating the machine, somebody helping with the milk and the sugar, somebody maybe taking orders, and we try to make sure that there's at least one or possibly two people who are just there to be around.
Yeah.
Just there to talk if people want to talk, listen if people want to listen as well. Saturday was quite interesting because we had somebody came over who was cold, very cold, didn't have probably as much on as you would expect for Saturday night. I mean, I had three pairs of socks on and it was certainly freezing on Saturday night. And sat down with us, had a hot chocolate and stayed for about an hour. And, you know, if we can be a safe place to be for people like that, then we must be doing something right.
Yeah, it is a great idea. So, how are you today? We're busy talking to Chris Friend at the minute, who's in the studio. And you're still here?
Yeah, still here.
Still here. And, we're talking earlier on about the coffee van, and it is a great idea. And you were a funeral director, weren't you?
That's right. Yeah, I worked as a funeral director with Alistair Turner's company in Alnwick for nearly 19 years. Started in 1992, having previously worked for TSB. Or trustees, as it was back then. And I worked alongside my uncle, until he retired back in 2005, and then managed the Alnwick office for the company until April this year, where I got the chance of becoming community worker for Alnwick Baptist Church, just felt that it was the right thing for me to do, the right time to leave funeral directing behind, in the safe hands of Emily and of John and of Chris, and move into a new line of work, which I'm really enjoying.
Good. It must be a difficult job.
It is. I think I felt very privileged to be a funeral director in the town. Alnwick is a community that I've lived in almost all my life, I know it reasonably well. I like the people. It is good to be able to walk into situations where you know people, and by that I mean when people have been bereaved, if there is a familiar face walking through the door, then it breaks down an awful lot of barriers. And it was a job that I don't know if enjoyed's the right word, but I just it was good to be a part of the community as a funeral director, I was privileged to do what I did, and it can be hard. There are occasions when it can be very hard, and it's difficult not to to take that home with you. But somebody once said to me, if funeral directors didn't feel a sense of the grief that the families are doing, then perhaps we can't do the job as well as we do. We have to be able to have some sympathy with what's going on with families, yeah.
How many volunteers do you think, how many volunteers have you got working on the van?
We currently have a volunteer base of about 20 to 25. So we try to rotate people so that they're on once every 4 weeks. That's the general idea. And we've got an awful lot of those from Alnwick Baptist Church, but it is not an Alnwick Baptist Church project. Mighty Oaks is part of Contagious, which is an ecumenical Christian charity within the area, and we actively want to get other people from other Christian denominations in the town involved with Mighty Oaks. That's the first thing that I would say to you. I think if we had a bigger volunteer base, then we would be able to do Thursday and Saturday. At the minute, we feel it's right to concentrate on Saturday. It's busier in Alnwick on a Saturday night between the hours that we've talked about. It has been a lot quieter on a Thursday night. But we've also built up a good relationship with a lot of people on a Thursday. And our desire would be that we could do both nights if we had more people to help us with that, you know.
Well, that was my next question, actually. Will there be a point in the future where you will do a Thursday and a Saturday night?
I think, yes, I hope so. Mighty Oaks is more than just social action. As a group of Christians, the ethos is that we're demonstrating God's love in a practical way within the community. And I believe that there are people out there, a lot more people out there, who themselves have responded to the love that God's shown to them. And you know, we're talking about Christmas now and the fact that God gave his son Jesus, and that if there are people out there who feel, yes, I understand what God's done for me and I want to be able to take that out into the community and do something which is very practical, which draws alongside people, which meets a need for the late night at Zinanic on a Saturday night, talk to me. I'll give you contact details in a minute. Contact me in one way or another, and we would certainly consider you. We do some formal training as to what the Mighty Oaks is all about, the kind of things that people face, and most people, when they've gone through that training, will say, yeah, I understand what I'm up against, and I want to do it. There are one or two that have said, actually, for the time being, I maybe just want to think about that, and then I'll revisit in the future. So we always give training to those who are interested, and we would consider anybody who was to come along on that basis.
In the new year, I mean, it's not that far away, it's only about 2 weeks or so. In the new year, are you planning on doing more than just coffee?
We are hoping in the new year to carry more things on the van. When we had Morpeth's trailer, there was less storage than there is on the Ford Connect van that we now have. So with that in mind, and given what we've seen in the last couple of weeks as the temperature has dropped, we're hoping to keep space blankets on so that we can provide warmth for those who might need it. We're thinking about trying to put flip-flops on as well, maybe for girls whose heels have come off or whatever, just so that they've got something to walk around in, and maybe carry cold water for those who need, you know, just rehydrated as much as anything else. So the hope is that, you know, Mighty Oaks will not just be something which is hot drinks, that it'll be wider than that, that we can try and cater for more needs than simply giving somebody a hot drink. As we've liaised with the police, for example, they've given us leaflets that we can give out about alcohol awareness, domestic violence, maybe through Cease 24, the Samaritans. You know, we have occasionally had homeless people coming up to us, and we want to be able to signpost them in a direction where they're going to be safe, rather than us leaving them high and dry at 12 midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning.
If somebody wants to become a volunteer, do they contact you?
Probably best to contact me. I can give you an email address, which is chris.b.friend@btinternet.com. The mobile is 07557442243. 07557442243. If anybody wants more information generally about Mighty Oaks and just wants to check it out, if you like, then there is a website which Morpeth started, and we've now got more information on there about Anik. All the W's, mightyoakslive.co.uk.
Been on that. It's very good. Thank you for coming in, Chris.
Pleasure.
It's been great.